Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and your Washington football team are in the playoffs. It's Victory Tuesday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Shaniga Myos. Visit MyosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Myos, M-I-O-S, careers.com. Pack show coming your way. Barstool Nate will join us. Pete Haley will join us. We're taking your calls all day. Brian Mitchell.
Yo.
A few weeks ago, we agreed we weren't going to talk about the playoffs.
Yep.
That scenario has changed. You reel three in a row off.
Yep.
You beat in order Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Russ Wilson. Your defense starts playing the ball. You start running the snot out of the football.
They run the football well.
Your O-line is just road grading, going downhill, even with a ton of personnel changes, seemingly game after game after game. You're on your fourth string center. They're playing next man up, which is something I know that you value tremendously.
Yeah.
You are a proud alum of this organization that has no problem taking this organization to task. And I know that you're going to want to see more.
Of course.
But today, you got to be a little proud of the way they fought.
No, I'm proud of the way that they fought. And I'm happy them being in the position they're in now. But
a lot of football left.
Yeah, it's too much football left to be there in the playoff spot right now. So the playoffs is a different thing. That happens when the season ends. But ultimately, you saw a lot of bad last night, but they were able to make enough good plays to fight through it. We look at the two big plays that Seattle had. You don't want to see that. And we can sit up here and find out whose fault it was or not. But there were holes in the secondary.
And we've seen, when you go back to the bad days,
yeah,
before the bye, we saw holes in the secondary.
And then Kendall Fuller had a fantastic play. J.D. McKissic, as I've stated, and Santana was saying, he needs to touch the ball a little bit more for me.
Well,
the dude can play.
He left the game with what is believed to be a concussion. His agent tweeted out that he should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to wonder, short week, if it is a concussion,
he
could miss a game.
It's one day. And, people react to concussions differently. We've
sure.
seen guys take major hits.
And we just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know that at all because he can probably be ready today, tomorrow. Sometimes, I'm not going to say that on air, but veteran players have a different way of doing things.
I get that. McKissic last night was great. 7 carries for 30 yards with a touchdown. He had another 5 catches for 26 yards and a mm-hmm. touchdown.
There is
something about him in the red zone that he has a dynamic.
He has no wasted energy. Everything is attack. And I think that's the thing about it because football, the reason I think we look at people in college where they have so much success and they get in the pros, a lot of them don't. Any little slight hesitation is going to be a bad play. He doesn't hesitate at all.
Sure.
He grabs it and goes.
Even when he's going laterally, it's with purpose.
Yes.
It's not lateral to try to figure out his next move.
He goes lateral, and when you watch the thing, he's running full speed to get that defender running full speed. And when he puts his foot in the ground, His next step is not to roll like a lot of guys do. He is straight up the damn field, especially the touchdown run he had. When he got the ball, he attacked that thing so hard. The defense was like, oh, Lord, he was already there. He didn't do what most running backs would do. Stop, you know, pitter-patting their feet and things of that nature. But I just love watching him play, you know. And I think last night, listen, man, you have to win those games. When I don't think the offense had their best stuff overall, okay? But I think as the game went on, they began to force their will on them. But I still look at that game compared to the previous two. That game last night wasn't a good game like the other two.
No way.
The other two games where they were not missing. The thing that they don't put themselves in what I'm liking in this little run here, they're not shooting themselves in the foot.
Totally. And last night, Heinicke had a pick. He hadn't had a pick the first two, the previous two wins. Gibson didn't fumble it, so there is that one turnover, but it's not three turnovers. They don't compound the mistakes. They're having mistakes, and honestly, I mean, Brian, when you run the football the way they are, it is a recipe to win games. They had 79 offensive plays.
Yep.
The Seahawks had 45.
But the thing,
time of possession is
so
mind blowing.
Long, because I know you've been around me for what, over 10 years, and I always talk about. Offensive linemen want to move forward. They don't want to be moving backwards. And you will find, if you want to get an offensive lineman happy about what you're calling, call them a few runs in a row where they can tee off on somebody else. When they're pass protecting, the defensive lineman get a chance to tee off on them. And
totally. When
watching your 1-on-5 with the offensive lineman, they talked about that, about as the game goes on, you began to see them begin to wear down. And I've always threw this out there. A lot of people listen to us, you know, older, younger, women, men, big people, small people. Grab somebody your size, maybe just a little stronger than you, and just wrestle with them for a little bit, like 5 to 10 seconds, and then wait for about 20 seconds. Then wrestle with them again, and let me know how you start to feel. So that's what the offensive linemen are doing. Those defensive linemen normally come in 290-something, Jonathan, 300 pounds. You got the defensive end.
320 sometimes.
Some of those D linemen are 250 coming off the edge and things like that. But all those offensive linemen are 300 plus. And you're wrestling with them. And then now they're not dropping back to give you the advantage. They are teeing off and attacking you. So you have to put more force to try and stop what they're bringing. That only takes a certain amount of time before you start gasping and doing like Sterling Palmer say. You put your hands, the back of your hands on your sides. You cross your feet. You bend back. We call that 1-800, dead tired. And then I saw that happen to the defensive line of the Seattle Seahawks as that game went on.
They were on the field. Now, we thought the time of possession against Tampa that started this win streak was remarkable, where it was 40 minutes to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that huge 10-minute drive to end the game. The Seahawks defense was on the field 42 minutes last night. The final time of possession breakdown was 41-40 to 18-20.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington football team held Seattle through 50 minutes of football last night. The 10 minutes left on the clock, the Seahawks had 5 first downs. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is god-awful. And credit to Drab. He called that yesterday when he joined our show. Drab is a big Seahawks fan, and he's the Junkies producer, obviously. That dude understands the intersection of Seahawks football and Washington football.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Seattle just cannot sustain drives. They sure can't. They are a home run hitter that strikes out a lot. And they're not hitting that many home runs.
But I look at that game very, very closely, and I look and I see this. We lucked out on a lot of situations.
Yeah, but they also had bad luck on the field.
But if you want to say the touchdown, it dropped. The ball hit the ground and bounced. With Logan, it hit the ground, it bounced up, and they got that call right. But what I'm saying is, Russell missed a lot of open people that were open, running freely. He threw a lot of wide things, and as you begin to look forward, which we'll do later in the week, you worry about that, because what if there's a running back on the other side coming in Las Vegas. I want to call him Oakland, L.A., all kind of thing. can run the football.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs can run the ball.
And they run the ball with them a lot. There were a lot of open things that we got away as a defense yesterday because I don't know what if he's hurt or he's just getting old, but he wasn't on point. And I think you have to correct those things, which I've always liked. When you win a game like this is when you can go forceful in correcting stuff.
Right. Well, I'll say this, too. If the kicker doesn't get hurt, which is a pretty fluky thing, right, to get for him to try to chase down that blocked extra ball. I mean, just
hey, I like the effort, but listen, sometimes, what's that thing? Live to play another day.
Right.
You're not catching. You wouldn't get nowhere close.
If the kicker doesn't get hurt, they kick on that fourth down scenario late mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter, then they're up 11. And the whole end of game thing is very, very different. And to me, I think you got to try to listen. The game is what it is. It came down to Kendall Fuller making a play on a 2-point conversion. Then the onside kick drama was just outrageous. There are certainly mistakes, and
let's think.
I almost wonder if they're not a little better off having to survive that than just having a total squeaker, win.
Let's think, Maya Shaka. She made that call at illegal formation on the kick.
Yeah.
Because if they don't make that call right there, they got the ball. And you don't know what happens. Because the ball bounced right when it hit 10 yards is right when he touched it. So you have to have, you can do the Sam Cassell dance when you say, no, this is the call. And they stood by it. Then they came back and the exact damn bounce, but luckily Washington attacked the ball at that time instead of sitting back waiting for it.
The last 4 minutes of that game were just mind-blowingly bad.
Yeah.
Kendall Fuller makes one big play and saves
him. I saw my heart beating.
Yeah, I mean, the whole stadium was just. But we've been saying this the last couple weeks. When did you know they had that game won?
When they got the last onside kick,
they're taking these things down to the wire, man.
Listen, man, we can sit here and we can come with this revisionist history and go, "Oh man, when the game started, I knew they won." No. I did not know until they got the last onside kick, not the first one, because that scared the hell out of me. Like, damn, why? Because I start thinking about how the universe is working. Sometimes they just miss it and they get the ball back on an onside kick. Onside kicks. In the past, when you can go and just destroy people, take a running start, they were damn near virtually impossible to get. The way that they have to stand, we're from a standstill, and the kicker puts the ball on the ground and do the little crazy, that is virtually impossible. And then they got it. I'm like, oh, hell, what the hell is going on?
I don't understand. It appeared that they didn't have the hands team on the field for the first onside kick. I don't know.
It was the same people.
I don't know how Juneshek
50.
I've heard a lot of different.
The first time he jumped, and he avoided the hell out of it.
On the second one.
That back in the first one, the back guy did not attack the football. He just sat there. But I don't know how he got past the ball. If that ball hits him at that point, but still it was a penalty, so it comes back. But the second one, I saw same guy, linebacker, had a linebacker number. I don't know. Yeah, he must be a linebacker. He attacked it. And then sit back and wait. I guess he was like, I'm not going to let the ball bounce, and I have to catch it. I'm going to hit somebody.
Adam Humphries dove on it the second time. You know, Adam Humphries is a guy, the stat line is minimal. I mean, on the season, I can't imagine he has more than, what do you figure, 25 catches or something?
Yeah. But that's why people are considered football players.
He has made important plays in all of these wins.
Sometimes. The simple play that he made in
I nailed that 25 catches
jumping on that kick on the onside is bigger than anything else that could have happened in that game.
Well, and he's done it in each of these three games, in each of this win streak. He had the big catch mm-hmm. against Tampa on the sideline to pick up a first down on that long drive.
But see, that's when you start talking about those things. That's when you start to talk about your maturation in football and your football prowess. When you could go and find out those plays. See, most people, we look for just the sexy thing. Sure. Oh, man, he had 15 catches. So, all that stuff together, that one play probably made the difference.
I go back to, when did Dax Milne have the fumble? Was that Carolina? Tampa.
One of them games.
Milne had a better stat line. He had two catches to Humphreys' one, but Humphreys was way better, way more valuable. You can't always trust just the pure stat line. Encouraging stuff from Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel last night on an injury front. You know, you'd like to see Logan bring that one touchdown in. Maybe even you'd like to see Logan fight a little bit more on the INT Taylor through. But from an injury perspective, these guys have been out since week four. These guys have been out since gas only cost $3. Now they're back. A lot has changed in that time. But having them on the field, having them be productive members of this team, makes this team, as we start, look, man, what day is it? Is it still November or is it December?
November 30th.
Okay. Tomorrow's December 1st. This is late season football now. You want your team rounding into its best form now. That's how football that matters works in January. It feels like offensively they're going to get that best team rounding into form. One player I'm interested about be Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
We were told 3-4 weeks. It's been 3-4 weeks. Yeah, he got hurt in the Broncos game.
Yeah, broken jaw is a different thing, though.
Now, I don't know how the hell you play through that.
You get a broken jaw, you're normally going to lose a little weight.
All of those
and
things.
Then, yeah, you come back and listen.
Not to mention.
That's a pain threshold thing there.
Something you've talked about. Injuries happen in this league. It's about depth and being able to trust guys you bring in.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to tip your hat to some of these young fellas that are playing.
Yeah, you did.
Shaka Toney last night.
Yeah,
I think Daniel Wise played well for them last night.
I definitely give them a lot of credit, but I also give, finally, the credit to the defensive coaches to start doing something different. Because if we were still running just rushing four, like we've been doing beginning of the year, it'd be looking like it was looking before. But no, we're starting to bring some games and some stunts and different things like that, which is helping those young guys out. And also messing up those the other offenses.
And Landon Collins has played a huge role in this.
Yeah.
I mean, Collins last night I think was his best game of the year. The punt forcing that fumble was a huge play at a really important time when Seattle's offense looked to have some level of explosion. He is a force at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And it hasn't always been that way, but it's working now.
It is. Just laughing what you say. Why did it take so damn long for them to make that move? They didn't see what was happening earlier. Listen, man, if this season ends as everyone wishes, Washington making the playoff and things of that nature, we'll say, whoa, they made a run. They don't, we're going to go, why the hell it takes so long to start?
It's a fair question, but now this thing's running downhill. They have some legit momentum. There's a number of things I want to talk about today. There's a lot I want to talk about today, including, yes, I understand I had to drink the hot sauce. So anybody that's wondering about that, that'll happen at 1:30. I'm cool with it. Three games in a row, playoffs.
You're cool with it.
It is what it is.
You should do the shot glass I bought then.
No. Spoon's fine. I want to talk Taylor Heinicke because I think you can argue that last night was his most important performance as a Washington football team player. I'm not saying it's his best performance, but it could be his most important performance. I want to talk Antonio Gibson specifically and what he is starting to emerge for this Washington football team. And I've got some stats here about the run game that are mind-blowing and show perhaps why this offense has been able to completely turn things around. Don't go anywhere. RG3's tweeting about his new book. There's plenty to discuss on a Victory Tuesday on Be Mitch and Finley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Collins on Collins crime right there. Landon Collins, man. Whatever happened, took so long, whatever. He's playing well now. I got some stats for you, B. And of course, there's like this default setting of what took so long. But what's happening now is working. This is courtesy of Nicky Jabvalo of the Washington Post. Before the bye, weeks 1 through 8, Washington was 2-6. They were tied for 24th in the league in points. They were scoring just under 20 a game. 18th in the league in total yards. 20th in the league in passing yards. But stay with me here. Rushing yards, they were 13th in the league at 118 a game. Third down conversions, 34.7%. Time of possession, 29 minutes, 24th in the league. Since the bye on the three-game win streak, Washington is now first in the league in time of possession. Tied for fourth in the league, converting nearly 50% of their third downs, 48.9%. That jumped from 27th in the league, less than 35%. That's almost a 15-point jump. That means you're on the field that much more.
Oh, yeah.
Completion percentage went from 63.6% to 77.5%. The rush attempts, 25.9 to 39 carries a game. Now, some of these are self-fulfilling prophecies. If you run the ball well, you get into good game script, you can run the ball more, right? Like, it's circular.
True.
But some of that is also committing to it early. Even when you're down. They were down yesterday. They stuck with the run. I think they have figured something out here. I think Taylor Heinicke is playing much better football that allows them to run the ball much more. They're playing complementary football. Their defense is getting stops, and they're not on the field the whole game. It's you look at Antonio Gibson, B, and he has been really – now, are there mistakes? Certainly.
He's been good, but I think he can be 50% better.
50% better?
He can. Antonio Gibson is a person that has the body that should make defensive backs not want to tackle him.
First 100-yard game of the season last night.
First 100-yard game.
29 carries and for probably, 111.
Probably could have easily had 140, 150. I was just a guy just tweeted saying he noticed that first contact he normally goes down a lot. And what happens is I think when he'll get to a point then he looks to go down. And that's still that and he's still learning this the running back. But he has speed, size, and the wiggle
yeah.
to be able to give them a little something and go some more. And yes, there have been running backs that come through this league that do that. But he can get more. And this is not a knock. This is like saying when he improves and starts learning this game, if he had the same mindset as McKissick, last night he goes for 155, 160.
And it could be. He could still emerge as the same mindset as McKissick.
He could emerge. He don't have it right now. And I'm saying if he had that mindset, then he'll be even better than what he is. And that's the thing. When I'm watching football and I start seeing what else can you do a little bit more. And there are times where I'm talking about like when he ran out of bounds late in that game. You don't want to go out of bounds right there. Cut up the field and feed them the damn shoulder pads.
Cut
up the field and go down then. But don't go out of bounds.
Now, I think he was trying to score on the play, which would have iced the game. And I think his momentum just carried him out of bounds.
At the 4 or 5 yard line? No. I'm talking about you cut up, square those shoulders. And that.
I get it.
At 230 pounds, he squares his shoulders. He's a damn problem.
I thought both are errors. Both are mistakes. The running out of bounds in the Panthers game was much more egregious than last night. Yeah. Still, neither should happen. But B, I look at this. On the 3-game win streak here, 24 carries for 64 yards against the Bucks. I'm going to be clear on something here. I don't care about the YPC in that scenario.
Well, I mentioned that after that game because it's not about him. I was thrilled and ecstatic that Scott stuck to it.
Yep.
But all of that comes back to one thing. The defense playing better, not allowing people to get high scores, which means they can focus on the running game now.
And grind.
Yeah, because I think through all this stuff, we've gotten into the mindset of this quarterback competition and quarterback talk. I think the defense playing better has changed up this whole ball game.
I think it's one of those symbiotic relationships where it all comes together.
Yeah,
but one hand helps the other.
When you don't allow a touchdown and then another touchdown score and we're totally. Down by, so I got to start throwing. All of a sudden, you find out that now I can run it again. I run it again. Defense comes back out, stifle him again. You get the ball back again. Oh, I can start getting into a rhythm now. I think it's been more about how well they've played. And I'm watching Jonathan last night. Look, man, I don't know what he's on, what he eats or whatever, but I need to get some of that because dude is he's tossing people around like he reminded me a little bit of Jumpy. But Jumpy was a little taller, slimmer. But he is throwing people like Jumpy Gathers did.
I mean, Jonathan, and I thought Deron Payne was really good last night.
Yeah, Deron did play well.
But Allen is playing at an elite level throughout the season. But here's what Gibson's doing, man. On this 3-game win streak, I'd have to use my phone here. But 24 carries for 64 yards against the Bucks, 19 carries for 95 yards against the Panthers, 29 for 111 last night, grinding out wins. I mean, Washington is getting into a dogfight team, into a team that can grind out your will. And they haven't been that team always. And they're doing it on both sides of the ball. It's been quite impressive. And I think a ton of people deserve a lot of credit. I think Ron Rivera deserves credit. I think you can absolutely pick apart holes in maybe game plans or strategic decisions. I think last night in the third quarter, the Washington football team saw that Seattle's offense was unable to move the ball, and they played a little too close to the vest. I think they got a little too conservative, a little too vanilla. B, you always talk about putting your foot on somebody's throat.
I just saw a lot of tweets about that.
I think they had an opportunity to do that, and they didn't do it, honestly.
And you know, the guy right here, this guy, Navdeep Singh, said, need the foot on the throat here. And I think that's the mindset you have to go into. And I think what I think also is I see some cautious conservative play sometimes instead of at that moment when you need to just take a little, be a little bit more aggressive. Because we're watching Taylor not make the wrong mistakes. I mean, make those bad decisions now. Hey, sometimes just let it go.
Yeah, I think it's
not a problem. I hope it's not a problem to want to watch a game and know it's over before the last few seconds of the game. I just like to do that one time because, man, look, you start wondering, when you see coaches get into coaching, they normally come in with a nice brown, black set of hair, you know, grain of hair, and all of them within 5 years got gray hair because it's the worrying. And I think a lot of fans, if they didn't wear bald heads and be able to do little things at home before they go out in the public, you will see that that they have a lot of gray too. So I kind of clean that up.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I'm starting to get them. I think we got to talk about Taylor Heinicke. And I think you can make the case that last night was perhaps the most important performance of his Washington career. Because, listen, in Carolina last week, he was excellent. That was probably the best performance of his career. Against the Bucs, he was damn good. He made a lot of big plays when this team needed him. Last night, I think he was just smart, and he didn't have his best game. I don't think he was playing with that instinctive foot-on-the-gas style we've seen from him. But he was able to guide this team to a win. And if he's able to do multiple avenues to get this team to a win, put the team on his back, play great, he can do that. Last night, kind of had a game manager performance. Got them a win. I think Heinicke is continuing to shut down questions about his game. Remember, there was all the talk that he was going to get hurt. He hasn't gotten hurt. He's proved durable. Could guys get hurt anytime? Sure. But he's taken a number of big hits now. And there was tremendous concern that he wouldn't be able to sustain the big hits. It's been happening now over the course of 10, 11, 12 games. He's been able to bring this team back into the hunt. We have no idea how this is going to go. They got 6 games left. A trip to Vegas on a short week, and then 5 divisional games. But I know back in August, back in July, when we talked about this, my whole thought process was you got to be around 500 when you get to December and you get those 5 straight games. They've done it. Taylor Heinicke's been a huge part of that. And for me, end of the conversation about Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota.
Well, I think you're in the conversation about those guys, but I'm not to the point where you are with Taylor just yet, to be totally honest with you. I think the guy has impressed. He's played much better. But just like last night, as I watched that game with Louis Riddick and also Brian Greasy, guys who know a little bit something about this thing too, they talk consistently about certain passes. No zip, arm strength.
Arm strength is an issue.
All that stuff still plays a part. And I think what we get caught up in this town and also in sports, whenever the team wins, we automatically go to the quarterback. The team won last night mostly because of what the defense did. Taylor did not make a drastic mistake to cause the game, but we got to learn to stop making everything about one person. That was more of an overall team thing last night. I think of the 3 games, that was his worst game. I'll be honest with you.
So, of the 3 wins.
Of the 3 wins.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the defense,
but I think his
dominant
worst game was still a B performance.
I think his worst game last night without a good defensive play, you lose.
Sure, but that's part of this, it's a symbiotic thing.
You can't make it all about one person. And that's what I try not to get involved with, because I think ultimately we all were, just 3 weeks ago, this thing was crazy. Now it's like we're moving to the point of forget it. I agree with what the person said yesterday. You keep looking. And if he emerges as it, he emerges as it. But you don't stop looking.
I'm not saying to stop looking.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're only looking for clear upgrades. I don't believe.
I never cared about Mariota or Trubisky. I think if you're going to ever, if you make a move, you're making a move for something that's going to be really glamorous and good.
Right. I'm agreeing with you there.
I don't want nobody just because they were drafted at a certain position. I want you to be a person who's produced if you're going to get that.
I also think there's a situation brewing where we got to talk about Taylor's contract. Now, however, might not be that time. I also want to talk about Ron Rivera, not the head coach, but Ron Rivera, the motivator. The motivator. This team stayed connected throughout the ugly times before the bye, and they look highly connected now. We'll get into that next. 106.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And you're the math guy.
I broke it down for you like this.
I needed it. I needed the breakdown.
And people,
second grade math, but I needed
people
the
like
help.
To bring the stats from back then with the stats today. I think it's ridiculous to try to compare them. A lot of people today are running in pass first spread offenses, and the yards per carry probably should be up. But I think what has happened is we got all these stats people out there now that make stats a little bit too vitally important. If Rigo ran 3.7 yards a carry in a run-first offense when everybody was running the football and defenses were built to stop the run, that's a hell of a yard per carry.
If they know what's coming and you still
and
do
you
it.
And you get 3.7. So guess what? First down, 3.7. Second down, 3.7. 7.4 yards. I got 2.6 yards on third down. Guess what? I'm going to probably have a higher than 60% completion ratio on my third downs. In this day and age, When we look at the 3.7, it seems a little skewed now because when guys run normally, there are most defenses play some level of a dime type situation or nickel situation to on first and second down. So Rigo's 3.7 in 1980 something is better than the 3.7 today, but still I agree with you that it's not about the yards per carry. And even today, if they go 3.7, it's still 2.6. And then you bring in McKissick, who can kill you out the backfield catching the ball and can go right into the end zone like he did last night. You know, so I think that you have to be careful trying to compare errors when it comes to yards per carry if you don't understand the concepts. But what they're doing now is sticking to the run, which takes time off the clock, which throws that angst and pressure on the other side to where their offense come in. And they have to start giving up their run to start destroying the ball. What you're getting, when you become one-dimensional, that makes your defense even better against them.
Totally. And it changes the flow of the game.
Yeah.
Because when the opposition's offense gets on the field, to your point, B, it makes them think they have to press. Mm-hmm. Because they, listen, we don't get on the field. We got to score.
Prime example, Washington in the first eight games.
Yeah.
We were pressing. Now we are, I always said you have to learn to force your will on other people. What have they done the last three games? They forced their will on other people.
They have Sam Cassell danced up and down the field.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do. And I think ultimately what it comes down to is not making the mistakes. And the problem with a lot of offensive coordinators in the NFL is this. A team goes down and score a touchdown, and for the most part, that team does this. Oh, man, we got to get it back right now. So they start throwing the ball. Oh, no, you can run the football and still get a touchdown at the end of it. Because if you get a touchdown now, that pressure goes to the other sideline. And let them go out there and start giving up the run and not running the ball. Because I think earlier in the season, we weren't down in a lot of those games too far where you had to just abandon the run. But now I think we get in those situations now, we understand that we can still run the football and still stay in the game and get back in the game without trying to pass it, and then it gets out of control.
Totally. It's they've put themselves in a really good position.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is given. Nothing is a done deal. But I've been impressed by Ron Rivera, the motivator. They started this David versus Goliath thing with the stone going into the Tampa game. The video of Ron chucking the stone after the game. They kept that going with Carolina. You saw the video last night of Taylor Heinicke throwing the stone.
They got the ball. I was looking at that last night. They're going to have to go and make some refurbish some of this stuff.
They might.
I mean, you got to stop breaking up stuff.
They're winging that rock. Here's what happens for Vegas, though. You're playing Tom Brady, and coming out of your bye week, easy to get up for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going back to Carolina. Ron Rivera's going back. Taylor Heineke's going back. You're facing Cam Newton. Easy to get up for that. Last night's Monday Night Football, Russ Wilson's birthday. You're wearing burgundy on burgundy uniforms. You can get up for that. This week, short week, long flight. Vegas is scuttling a bit. You got to maintain that edge. That's what makes good football teams, is that it's not emotional highs. It's sustained.
There you go.
Excellence. See if they can do it. That's the test this week. When we return, phone lines are packed. We're going to get to them. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. At some point, we got to play my favorite game. Where are you in the Taylor Heinicke pool? Lot to come. 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,